The Alaska Legislative Council is scheduled to discuss forming a sexual harassment policy working group tomorrow. Lawmakers are considering how to revise the legislature's sexual harassment policy to ensure that harassment reports are handled appropriately. Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Keto III is the council's chairman. He says lawmakers need to make sure they're protecting victims of harassment.
There are some questions about how and when to report, and also questions about what kinds of training might need to occur with legislators and staff in order to make sure everybody's aware of the policy that exists.
Recent concerns about sexual harassment both outside Alaska and in Juneau have led lawmakers to consider making changes to the policy. The legislature's sexual harassment policy was last updated in January 2000. It spells out what harassment is and how people should report it. The policy also says that all reports will be investigated, and employees who violate the policy will be subject to disciplinary action. Anchorage Republican Representative Charisse Millette is a member of the council. She says a sexual harassment policy working group could become a permanent subcommittee that would review the policy every year.
Is there underreporting? Is there overreporting? Is there any reporting? And how does that work? And how do we make sure that employees and folks in this building, whether it's a constituent, whether it's a staffer, whether it's the media, we just need to make sure that we have the best policies in place to protect our employees.
Anchorage Democratic Representative Harriet Drummond is an alternate council member who will be filling in tomorrow. She says one challenge for reporting on lawmakers is the limited means of reprimanding them. Each chamber can censure or expel its members. Otherwise, it's up to voters to weigh allegations. But Drummond says the working group could benefit the legislature.
We have to provide a lot more clarity throughout this policy. And also, you know, just in looking at all of these personnel policies in general, it needs some good close scrutiny.
Before the policy was added to the council agenda, some lawmakers said they wanted policy changes to be in place by early next legislative session in January.